Good day to you. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz. Today we're being joined by Damon Ballinger and Brewmaster Christopher Jordan. We're going to be talking about a project they're involved with. This is the Old Trail Theater on North Wilson Street here in Moorhead. It has sat empty for a long time. It's been a parking garage in recent years. Many of you may remember when it was open, I guess back in the 80s. It opened originally in 1947, but the Old Trail Theater is going to get a new life, and that's why Damon and Christopher are here to talk to us. And let's talk to Damon. First of all, I guess this is a piece of property you've owned for a while now, Damon?
Yeah, I've had it probably approximately 12 years now. It's been a parking garage for the previous two years now. It's been shut up while I've been working on it. Previous to that, it was a parking garage for, I'd say, around 8 years for some apartments I have. But now with the abundance of parking in Moorhead, I thought it'd be good to bring some new life into that building. And with Steve Williams and Chris pitting a brewery in the front building, on the corner with the building with the mural, it really should bring a lot of life to that downtown area.
Okay, what exactly do you want to put in there?
Well, what I had designed it for was for musicians to play, from comedians to musicians to a variety of type of music. We rebuilt the stage, put spray foam insulation in the building, 2 inches on the wall, 6 inches in the ceiling, kept the original structure where we could. It's got exposed brick on some of the walls and the restrooms, added a handicap restroom. So it's got 3,200 square foot of wide open space. And Steve and Chris are going to be going in and pitting a bar area and a walk-in cooler that's going to have the brew, or the beer, I guess you should say, that they're going to be making on the corner will be served at the theater itself. So it's going to be open to all kinds of music venues, probably weddings, anything that somebody wants to use it for. So Chris and Steve are going to be able to start booking events here. Hopefully soon. We'll finish up all the paperwork with the ABC and some the lease and some other things that need tied up. And at that point, they can start having events for just a large variety of activities.
Chris, from what I understand, it's not going to just be one or two brews you'll have in that place. It's going to be multiple brews.
That's right. We're actually, when we open the tap room up there, initially we'll have 36 taps, from what I understand, from our equipment supplier. Some of those will be the beers that we brew down at the brewery. Others are going to be the local beers made here in Kentucky with a few imports. So we're real excited about that, to be able to bring that much of a craft beer selection to Moorhead, and I think it's long overdue.
How long have you been brewing beer?
Well, I actually started brewing back in 2000. I was living in Arizona and was kind of drug into it, kicking and screaming, but like I said, I've been brewing all grain brewing since about 2001. I actually just recently graduated from the Siebel Institute, which is a part of the World Brewing Academy, so I've got that schooling under my belt now, and then I've worked in various breweries throughout the country. So
sounds like it's a pretty involved process. I mean, I used to watch the old MASH reruns, and it's not like setting up a still under a tent someplace.
No. No, there's a lot more to it. And one of the good things is that we will actually be putting in an operating brew house inside of the restaurant down on the corner.
It'll be something that people can watch, because it's kind of neat to see the process and all the equipment work.
Right, and that's our plan is for the brew house side, we'll have a small wall, but we'll have plexiglass there so that when folks come in to patron the restaurant, they'll be able to see what's going on there in the brew house. So they'll get to see me sweating over boiling kettles and things of that nature.
I don't know who's a similar setup would probably be Gino's Pizza in Chicago. I don't know how many listeners may have been there, but when you walk into it, it has a separate, with plexiglass, the whole brewing system with the tanks and those items. So it's going to have a real big city feel in Moorhead.
I've been to Cape Girardeau. They've got something like that where they've got, I guess, a glass wall as you're going in, and you can see all the tanks and all that stuff, and it's all the copper kettles and this, that. Yeah. It's really kind of neat to walk into. It's actually something that draws you to it, because you're just wondering what's going on.
Yes. Yeah, very, very cool design. They've been working with an architect out of Lexington that we've used on several projects, and it's in the final stages now. Again, just all the coding you have to go through, and then the plexiglass and having separate entrances. But it should really draw people in, and I think they're going to have some windows in the front so you can actually see that when you walk by and have some open air areas with some outdoor seating also.
How'd you come up with this idea, Damon, to get this thing going?
Actually, the brew, that is all Chris and Steve. When I started on the theater, it was just one. The building was in very bad condition, had to put a new roof and some other items on it. Same thing with the building on the corner. But there's so many historic buildings in Moorhead that's been demolished that I could not see removing two more buildings from the history we do have. And it was sort of build it, they will come, was the approach I was taking going into it. And after he had leased a building on the corner, I was going to do a pub, and now it's going to be a tap room. When Chris saw the theater, it just made sense that those two buildings should be together because they're so close in proximity on the corner there that and being on Main Street that they just tie in so well, and there's just such two neat buildings.
So will you open it up so they kind of connect to one another? Is that right?
They won't connect because there's another building in the middle. It's office buildings in the middle. So there's about a 20-foot space, which is fine because there's actually the whole sidewalk there from the theater to Main Street. The total distance is probably 160 foot, and that will actually be made where it can all be outdoor seating because it's a very wide sidewalk in several areas, and the state office is closed after 5 o'clock each day. So after 5 o'clock, they'll actually be able to have outdoor seating. It's got the new 4-foot by 8-foot doors on the theater, so they can be opened up so you can have open air. So if a music or a comedian or something's going on the inside, you can actually still listen to it on the outside sitting right there on the patio.
I'll ask you a question that I asked you recently when we discussed this earlier, is the fact that are you going to try to keep some of the flavor of the old Trail Theater?
Yes. The way it was remodeled, it's got an industrial look to it. So now when you walk in, it's actually – I was going for the holy crap feel when you walk into it. So you go in 20 foot and all of a sudden it just opens up and you got 30 foot ceilings with exposed red beams, the spray foam insulation that's been fire painted. That's all exposed. So, and then the very back wall is the original fire brick on the building and it's still exposed. And when you go into the men's restroom, it's got exposed brick and block in there. Same thing as the women's restroom. So it's got as much feel as the old theater as you could have without to meet the current codes.
Well, as you walk by the old theater, and I'm not sure, I haven't been by there in a while, used to have some of the old movie posters. I know one of them was Platoon, I think.
Yes.
And you kind of got that sense of nostalgia about the theater that once was.
Yes, it's got that. And I know you said Steve mentioned maybe trying to get the old marquee back or maybe building something. There's also lights that a lot of people don't realize it's on top of the building. There's four lights that he has talked about making functional if there's an event coming on, to make them where they can flash or be shining so you know something's going on Main Street. Because if those lights are, when they're lit up, it actually can be seen down onto 60.
This speaks to me of sort of a revival in downtown Moorhead. I know both of you can remember when you'd go down there and there'd be several empty storefronts, and it was sort of disappointing and just didn't have the feel of a downtown in many ways. It was like a downtown that was and could have ever come back, but it's starting to feel like it's coming back, and this, I guess, is another step in the process?
I believe so. Luckily, I've been fortunate enough to do pretty well in buying some buildings, remodeling them, and they've had people like Chris and Steve come in willing to take the next step and get it going into the right business direction. There's also some other good investors in town. Dan Markwell's bought some properties, and he's been rejuvenating what he can. Coffee Tree's a good example, Fuzzy Duck. So I feel when I went to college here, there was a lot of stuff on Main Street, Moorhead, in the early 90s, and a lot of that sort of dried up. And I agree with you. I think it's starting to rejuvenate a little bit, and with some new ideas, with Steve and Chris bringing in some new, fresh ideas, I think it's just going to keep helping Moorhead.
Well, Chris, that building seems to be set up. When you talk about all the equipment you would need to have a brew house in there, it seems like the right kind of building for it.
It is. However, we always want to go bigger whenever we're designing a brew house. So we are limited in space, which is good because that way it'll force us to invest a lot lower than what we would want to. But that's not saying that we're going to be doing it on the cheap either. I mean, that equipment is still very expensive. But I think we've found the magic size for the amount of production that we're looking to start with initially. And, you know, looking down the road, if we decide we want to go bigger, then we'll pursue that whenever that comes along. So
that's kind of an interesting point, is how much equipment do you buy in this case, and how much beer do you want to brew on a daily basis? Because I guess it's going to be based on consumption and demand.
Right. And initially, our production will be very slow. As with anything, anytime you're stepping up to a new system, there's always going to be some learning curves. A beer that you made well on one system may not translate to another system. So you're going to go through that process of learning that. And then once you figure, you know, the process on making that beer on that system, then you'll go into full production. So we look forward to that process. I've already started on some recipes, and hopefully we'll have it figured out pretty soon.
You know, I was talking with Steve. He said you've already got a name, I guess, at least for one of the beers.
Well, we've got a name for the brewery, so that's about as far.
What's the name of the brewery?
Until told otherwise, we're going to be the Lakeechee Rock Brewing Company.
Which is very iconic.
Right.
When you talk about the Moorhead area in Rowan County, people immediately can identify it.
Right, and that's sort of our goal, is whenever we're coming up with different ideas for the restaurant, the brewery, the beers themselves, we want to incorporate as much of the local community as possible. For us, you know, this is just isn't our brewery. This is the community's brewery. And for the tap house, for example, we're going to have other things there besides just beer. We're going to have a lot of non-alcoholic drinks. As a matter of fact, I've been working on my homemade root beer recipe. So we're going to have root beers. There's some great kombucha makers here in Kentucky. For those of you that drink organic kombucha, you know, we'll have that in great supply. And so there's going to be a whole lot of things other than just, you know, what's going on in the tap house or whatever. So the for folks that may not want to drink beer, they can still come out, have a soft drink, and take in, you know, the community of what's going on there. Because we hope that people will come out there and hang out and just, you know, own it, basically.
I'll ask this question of both of you. What makes you believe that this venture will succeed?
I think there's a very big demand for something like this in downtown Moorhead. From going to all the other venues, it's in our small area. A lot of the people just, and it's not going to take business away from the business that's already here. There's plenty of people that go out of town to get the type of vibe or the type of feeling of a business like they're putting in. So instead of having to go to Lexington or Louisville to be in a unique place, you're actually going to be able to come just to downtown Moorhead and get that same vibe now. So I think there's a very large demand for that here, and they're going to keep the prices very reasonable. And one thing Chris didn't mention, they're going to have a fine pizza there too. I know Steve's very emphatic about the pizza he's wanting to make. And
someone told me he's got some sort of special recipe he's purchased.
Yeah, he's been purchased it a couple years ago. So that's been one of the biggest things that's been a delay, is getting all the restaurant equipment and all that lined up, and now getting it in line with the tap house equipment. So it's going to be not just a bar feel. It's going to be a good family atmosphere, and it's just I think there's going to be a very high demand for it, or there is a very high demand, and I think it's going to be just great for Moorhead.
Right, and just to piggyback on what he said, you know, I live in this community as well, and if I want to go somewhere and have a craft beer, I generally have to drive to Lexington or Cincinnati or Louisville or something like that, and I can't remember any time that I've went to those places that I haven't met up with somebody from this area, especially going into Lexington. I know I was taking Steve out one night and was kind of showing him some examples of some different tap rooms and breweries there in Lexington, and every place that we went, we knew people there, and we would ask them, hey, if we put this in Moorhead, would you go? And everyone was very positive. Absolutely, they would go. They would love an opportunity to not have to drive an hour out of the way to get a beer. They'd like to be able to go somewhere where you can sit down, have a conversation, sip a beer, and so that's what we're looking to do. We want to make it low key, you know, a great selection of beers, and I without a doubt I'm positive that this will do well, and you know, to just give you some examples. Every time I'm down there at the store, you know, just going in to make sure that the lights are still working, people are banging on the door. Hey, when are you guys going to open? Or, you know, the other day, me and Steve were out there, and two trucks literally stopped in the middle of Main Street. Hey, when are you guys going to be open? And it's like, you know, we're working on
so
it.
So that fires you up, I imagine.
Right. And I mean, even my mother's getting phone calls in the middle of the night. You know, what are those guys doing? When are they going to be open?
Yeah, I want to apologize for that, by the way.
Okay.
Again, we're on the front page today. We're talking with Damon Ballinger and Chris Jordan about a project that they're working on involving the Old Trail Theater. There'll be a performing arts area in there along with a tap room. It will be opening up, I guess, in the fall. Is that right, guys?
Hopefully in the early summer.
In the early summer. That'd be great.
Tap room.
Just in time for summer. Okay, that'd be good. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back with more on Front Page right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
Welcome back to Front Page. I'm Chuck Meraz again. Damon Ballinger and Chris Jordan from here in Morehead are with us today on the program talking about a project that they've been involved with regarding the Old Trail Theater. And if you remember, the Old Trail Theater was opened in the late 40s, was open all the way until the late 1980s. It closed down, but now they're going to be putting a performing arts center in there along with a tap room, which is a really cool deal. And I mean, you mentioned all the people who are interested in this project, and I guess that will tell you how hungry people are for things to do and nightlife here in the Morehead area.
There's the comments that I've heard just about it coming in has been tremendous. And there's people that's been coming up approaching me and have been approaching Chris and Steve about it wanting to go ahead and start trying to line up events for when it's ready to open. So if you are a performer, it doesn't just have to be a musician. If you're a comedian, Steve mentioned some type of theater projects, any type of acts that you're interested in, I would suggest that you get a hold of Steve or Chris and let them know, because they are going to probably start getting some stuff in order within the next month or so. So when it gets open, it's going to hit the ground rolling. They're not going to wait. It's going to be a soft opening for a while, let people practice, do some other items, and test.
You need someone to practice eating pizza.
And
drink a little beer. Yeah,
yeah, we'll call you up. We'll have Chris make sure he gets you on speed dial.
Well, this is really a great project, and what I'm thinking is, as we talk about this, when you talk about your project at the Old Trail Theater and what Steve wants to do around the corner with the pub, I guess, right there, I would think that this could lead to perhaps more businesses coming into the downtown area, because when you get more traffic down there, there's a demand for other things too.
I agree. The dream we had when we started looking at it was at some point, hopefully from Pasquale's all the way up to where the tap house is, to just have on a Friday or a Saturday people foot traffic just back and forth all evening long. And that way, if there's a festival going on, whatever, people not getting out of control, just everybody having a good family time. Like a typical city, if you've ever been to Frankfurt on a Thursday evening during the summer months, there's a whole section of old Frankfurt that's blocked off, and that's what it is. It's people walking back and forth all night long, just having a good time, socializing. There's a room in the parking lot. They could have events going on there. It could just be a real good revenue generator for Morehead, and gives the people that live here full-time and the students something to do.
When you talk about attracting people from outside Morehead and Rowan County, too, I mean, I'm thinking about all the small towns and communities around this area. There isn't anything else like it that I can think of off the top of my head.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, and Steve and I have talked about the fact that we believe that Morehead is sort of a hub city, not only for the surrounding counties that, you know, physically touch Round County, but, you know, throughout eastern Kentucky. A lot of people come to Morehead, whether they're going to Walmart or they're going to Kroger or they, you've got the school here. So we're definitely a hub. And if somebody's driving up from West Liberty and they're going to Kroger, what's to say that they can't stop over and have a beer? You know, it's right there. And to kind of go back to what we were talking about earlier, I worked at a place there in Lexington, and there were a number of professors from here in Morehead that would go there to patron because there was no place like where I was working here in Morehead. Most of the places to drink didn't really fit into the vibe that they were looking for. So that's what we're looking to do. We're wanting to create a vibe where, like I said, you can have a beer, but you can also have a conversation with the person next to you. The music's not going to be blaring. There's not going to be a whole lot going on. I don't foresee us having pool tables. So it's going to be very low-key. And I also want to emphasize that we're not necessarily a bar. Yes, it's a tap house. Yes, we'll be serving beer. But there's also a level of behavior that'll be expected of
well, you've got
come
food
in.
Too, and you've got
we'll
entertainment there
and things like that. So, you know, we'd like to think that we're going to be responsible on our end as far as, you know, how we deliver the beer to the people. You know, and nobody's going to take things such as underage drinking or DUIs more serious than us. And as a matter of fact, in our business plan, we've already written in some different points in the ways that we're going to combat that. So we're still working on it, but by all means, once we get the doors open, we're going to let folks know what we're going to do to help prevent them from having to get behind the wheel, you know, if they've had a beer. So we're still working on that, and hopefully we'll have something nailed down here in the next week or so, but definitely before we get opened.
There's always the conversation about how to keep Morehead State University students in Morehead over the weekend, because many of them go home. It's, you know, been called a suitcase college, as we all know. And when you talk about recruiting kids to come to Morehead State, I would think that this is kind of another feather in that cap, in the sense that you'll have something else for them to do on the weekends. And we're not talking about just drinking beer again. We're talking about enjoying some entertainment, eating some pizza, going downtown, wandering around, and having things that they might enjoy doing. So, I mean, this plays into a lot of different elements when you talk about economic development in this area.
Yes, it does. From the tap room to the music to all the variety of items it's going to have there, and not to mention the outdoor seating. If some people see people sitting outside, it's something more has been trying to gain ground in for a long time since I've been here, is more outdoor seating. And like I said, it's going to have a long row on North Wilson there, where this is going to be now an option. So you can sit outside, relax, enjoy the weather on a very nice day. And if people see this, they're more likely to stay here for a while. And there's so many apartments around this area of town that the foot traffic should be tremendous. It should be very good. Mm-hmm. And again, this will bring not just for this business entity, but for the whole downtown. It can help revive some of the businesses.
And again, the opening date you hope might be summer, right?
I think they're shooting for early summer.
Early summer, early that'd summer, be great.
Well, if the stars align.
Okay. Well, gentlemen, certainly best of luck with this endeavor, because I know it's something that sounds very exciting. I think it's something that downtown needs, and certainly we hope you succeed and succeed very well.
Thanks for having us on, Chuck.
Again, our guest today on the front page, Damon Ballinger and Christopher Jordan. They're putting in a performing arts center and tap room in the Old Trail Theater in downtown Morehead. Again, look for it early this summer. I'm Chuck Moraz, host of Front Page. See you next time.